So we're going to toss this ball back and forth. And when you catch the ball, I want you to tell me what you're going to bring to the picnic.
In a meeting room at the Hoke Library in Jensen Beach, about 15 adults sit in a circle wearing red, white, or blue children's star-shaped sunglasses. They toss a brightly colored beach ball.
Hamburgers. Whoops.
Whoops.
Must and relish.
Welcome to the Memory Cafe. It's run by the VNA in Martin County for those in the early stages of Alzheimer's and their caregivers. It's the fourth Tuesday of each month.
Ready?
Yep.
Cover your son.
The next activity is summer-themed bingo using M&Ms as markers. Nancy Ginden, who runs the Memory Cafe, says the activities are supposed to be fun, but they also help exercise the brain.
For categories, for word finding, just to stimulate conversation.
And socialization. Jennifer Crow of the VNA says they've identified that as one of the major difficulties faced by Alzheimer's sufferers and family members.
Once people are diagnosed, a lot of their social circle steps back. And, you know, it's like all of a sudden they feel slightly abandoned. And whether anybody means to do that or not, you know, I mean, I don't think that's the case. But, you know, so then they find themselves in a more scary situation. You know, now their friends aren't really around as much.
It's a point echoed by Thomas Sinnott of Stewart, an Alzheimer's caregiver who admits to being overwhelmed till he found help through the VNA.
And it was the first time I didn't feel alone. Because up until that point, you didn't know who to talk to. You didn't know where to go. So making people aware that there are, you know, like the VNA is putting on and the Alzheimer's Association is putting on, it helps break the isolation that you feel when you first discover this.
The Sinnott home is a cheery brick and stucco house, white with blue trim. Bikes are parked on a front porch, which also features a sea turtle flag. Out back in the Florida room are various workstations for hobbies such as paint by numbers. Sinnott's wife, Linda, shows off her craft area where she decorates frames with shells she's collected from the beach.
See, I already prepped it. And then, like this here, I would put some glue.
Tom Sinnott was already caring for both his parents who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Then his wife, a sign language interpreter with the Palm Beach County School District, also began showing signs.
Little by little, we noticed different things here at the house that were a little bit off. And then it got to the point where she would call me because she couldn't find the school.
Yeah.
And we definitely knew things were off.
Because Linda was only 52, diagnosis was a slow process, but a PET scan left no doubt. Tom now cares for his wife and his parents in his Stewart home with the help of a live-in caregiver and other VNA programs. As of our visit, the Sinnotts hadn't yet gone to the Memory Cafe, but Tom and his father had gone on an outing with the group.
Matter of fact, we got pictures. Dad and I went to the Navy SEAL Museum.
It was an enjoyable day, he says, and important, because he believes that activity and keeping busy are important parts of living life with Alzheimer's. This is Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.